Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Selling your car on Cars.com is so fast. It's like the dealer is in your own backyard. Get the best offer instantly, confirm with the dealer, and the money's yours. Cars.com. It's magical. Tap to sell on Cars.com today.
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the Leading Edge Cricket Podcast. Today we're taking a look at the IPL. We are five games down in this expanded IPL, which is bigger the better. We're going to take a look and we're creating the power rankings at the end of each round. We're going to come back and assess how teams are doing, not necessarily on the league table, but on everything that's going on around them and where they rank on the top 10 list. Let's get into it. But before we do, please rate, review, subscribe if you're into the IPL. Comment below and let me know what your power rankings look like. These are just my opinion at the moment, and this is the way too early to make a decision on who's good or who's not. Power ranking. Number 10, the Sunrisers, led by Kane Williamson, which is great because Kane Williamson is a great leader, but he is struggling so much with an elbow problem at the moment. It's actually unreal. He can't play test match cricket. He struggled to play it. So let's give you some white ball stuff to do. And yes, we saw him score 80-odd in the final of the T20 World Cup, but it's a lot to put on a person who might not be fit for the whole competition. They paid 10 crores for Nicholas Pooran, who batted at 6 today as well. Is that a good decision? Is that how you invest your money in the IPL? Maybe. He might turn out to be a brilliant number 6. I'm not quite sure. And it also feels like there's a lack of high-performing Indian players thrown into it as well. The bowling isn't bad. You know, you've got Bhuvaneshwar Kumar, Washington Sundar. But is Romario Shepherd the best guy to have the new nut at the moment in the league? Look at it. I'm not quite sure. And Umran Malik, you know, nothing against him. But he only had 2 wickets before today. So you're asking a hell of a lot. And they found that Sunrisers lost today in the game against Rajasthan Royals. 210 for 6 Rajasthan scored. Lack of control towards the end. Even Washington Sundar went at 15 and over. And in reply, they were just absolutely blown away. Kane Williamson failed with 2, and no one got runs until Adrian Markram scored runs coming in at number 5. Is Adrian Markram the best player to come at number 5? He's pretty good, but could he be batting higher in the lineup? In fact, if it wasn't for Romario Shepherd and for Washington Sundar scoring runs down the order, this would have been an absolute embarrassing blowout. So there's a lot of work to do for Sunrisers. I'm not saying they're out of it, but they've got a lot of gaps. Number 9, Lucknow. Now, one, they're called the Super Giants. I don't know why they have to be called Super Giants. Well, you lost your first game, son. But they did draft pretty well. KL Rahul came in, who averages the most, 55 in the last 4 seasons. Stoinis is becoming a white ball beast, is part of the squad. Bishnoi is ever improving. Quinton de Kock, when he's not making over-the-top gestures at World Cups, a very, very good player. And Deepak Hooda is an ever-improving player. Avesh Khan can take wickets. It's not a bad lineup. Unfortunately for them in week 1, they came up against a Gujarat Titans team who may have one of the best bowling attacks in the competition. KL Rahul goes first ball and you're going, oh, you know what, he's our player that's really, really good. We've got a few problems going on and they found themselves 29 for 4 early doors. Almost like a get out of a jail card, Deepak Hooda came in and scored 55 and Ayush Badoni scored 54. And the game went down to the wire. They played really well as well. Avesh Khan wasn't bad. Chimira was superb with the new ball. And Kunal Pandya, if Kunal Pandya, you can get four overs out of him going at 4.25 and over, you've found the next greatest thing since sliced bread, mate. So they're at number nine, but it doesn't mean they're going to finish at number nine like anyone in this team. This is just initial reactions going, ooh, I think there's a few gaps in your game. Number eight, KKR. KKR got to the final last year. Owen Morgan, how you doing? Oh, sorry, you're not there. Drafted Shreyas Iyer, 12 core. Came in as captain. Huge responsibility for a guy who averages 33 and scores at a strike rate of 118. 118 isn't the best strike rate in the world. If you look overall over the last four seasons of the IPL, he's striking at a slightly lower rate than what you would expect. But the bowling unit is held really well together by class. Chakravarthy and Narayan are just wonderful bowlers who can really control the middle overs of the game. And the middle overs of the game is so important. It's the one where teams generally score slowest. But if you can mix with high quality bowlers, you're going to be doing okay. And they did win the first game of cricket. So, you know, eight may be a little low, but a lot of teams may be slightly out of position to start with in this competition, in this power rankings, because you just don't know. Umesh Yadav looked like the greatest white ball, new ball bowler that I've seen in a long time. And Dre Russ did Dre Russ type things. And he always does. He strikes at a 180 strike rate, which is the highest of any player going around that plays any meaningful number of games of cricket. He is very, very good. Oh yeah, and the team they beat was CSK, who won it last year. That's useful. But one area which may go under the radar in terms of are they any good is the openers. And they've got two really good openers. They've got Rahane and they've got Venkatesh Iyer. And they're both very, very good players, but they're both very safe players. The average in the power play is around 126 strike rate the last 4 years of IPL cricket. They both score within that 125 to 128 range. And that's going, okay, so they're on average. There's nothing wrong with being average. But where's your world beater in this lineup that's going to go nuts? Not quite sure I'm seeing one just yet. But if they give stability and the ability to build a score and let everyone else bat around them, it could work. My team, the new team, Gujarat Titans, coming in at number seven. They did draft well. They brought in Jason Roy. Jason Roy's not there. Like many of the English players at the moment, they are not there. And there's an interesting way of looking at this. Hardik Pandya was timing the pants off the ball in that first game in which they beat Lucknow. He, you know, 161 for five. Yes, he got out to his brother. Oh, gee whiz. I've been there. Got the T-shirt. Tawitia, he went and won the game. Shubman Gill could be a breakout star in the IPL. You know, we know Shubman Gill. We know he's good at cricket. I want to see if he can be kind of top tier. What's your white ball game like, mate? Is it getting better? Are you going to be one of the elite? But with this team, it's the batting that makes me feel a little shy about going, this is going to be a really good team. Shubman Gill, Matthew Wade, sure, that's fine. Matthew Wade could score runs. Here we saw him score 30 off 29, opening the batting strike rate of 103. That's not going to win you many games of cricket. I know you're only chasing 160. Still got to score at a faster rate than 103 to get there, really, mate. It does create a lot of pressure on David Miller down the order, who's got exceptional hands. And Tawitia was superb, finishing off scoring 40 not out. But the bowling unit is really good. Shami's good. Lockie Ferguson's a huge point of difference. The fastest bowler in the competition. And we saw that in this game. Three balls over 150k. That's not happening every day. Hardik Pandya was good. Rashid Khan. We know what Rashid Khan's done. And it puts a hell of a lot of pressure on Varun Aaron, who is going to be targeted at every single ball he bowls for this team. It's quite remarkable. They've got an amazing bowling unit. And they could go off in this competition really, really nicely. Or it could fall apart and them not get enough runs. Six. Rajasthan Royals, and a hell of a start to the competition. Absolutely smashing Sunrisers. Batting lineup looks strong. Joss Butler can go big, and we've seen him go big before in previous IPLs, in World Cups. You know, he was the World Cup for England in 2021. Sanju Samson's an exceptional player, and they've got runs out of Padukal today. And the bowling unit is pretty strong as well when you look at it. Trent Bolt is one of the best power play bowlers in the competition year on year. You can doff your cap to it. You can put money on it. Whatever you want to do about it, just accept the fact that he's very good early doors. Coulton Niles, okay. But Ashwin and Chahal bowling together can absolutely starve the middle of the game. And that's pretty much what they did here. Chahal, 3 for 22 in those middle overs. Middle overs batters average a pretty decent amount, generally 31, 32 in the last few years, and that's okay. But if you've got a guy taking 3 for 22 during those middle overs, you're completely changing the conversation around who's going to win this game and who's on top. There could be a team that absolutely goes off and dominates, but likely there can be a team that can fall apart and be inconsistent throughout. 5. Mumbai Indians. They've lost the Pandya brothers. They've replaced them with Tim David. Now, I don't know a cricketer or a cricket fan in the world that doesn't think Tim David is a great guy and we love seeing him because he's massive and he hits the ball a long way. But I don't think you're replacing two Pandya brothers with Tim David and achieving the same level of output. That's just not achievable. But it is going to be a good batting unit. Rohit Sharma does Rohit Sharma type things. Ishan Kishan, one of the finest names to say, is also one of the finest players going around in the competition. And they've got guys that can go big. They need that stability at the start from those two because Tim David will go big, Kieran Pollard will go big. That's the game plan. And with the ball, they've got Jasprit Bumrah, who is, without a doubt, the finest seamer of a white ball in world cricket. Like, no one's even near. His economy rate's less than 7 in the power play, and overall, every single year he plays in the IPL. They've got Tymo Mills. Interesting to see, one, can he stay injury-free, but two, where they use him. We saw him at times when he was playing for England in the death overs. He can really go. Like, he could get a wicket, he could change a game, but you've got to accept that he's probably going to go at 10s and 12s. And you know what? You might just look at it and go, 10s and 12s is okay. And I'm fine with that. Teams score at a relatively high rate. The last 3 years of the IPL, teams scored at a 155 strike rate. So what's that? That's 9 and over. This team, with the lineup that it's got, with the bowling that it's got, could be anything that it wants to be. And we've seen Mumbai Indians win trophies. We've seen them come in and we've seen them dominate. But likewise, it only takes something to change with that batting lineup, and I am seriously worried. If a Sharma or an Ishan Kishan isn't in form, I'm worried about the output that they're going to achieve from the top six. And Rohit Sharma just got fined for slow over rate. So don't want him getting suspended anytime soon. 4, RCB. Another team that's lost, but Faf du Plessis is coming in as skipper after a lights out 2021. That's everyone's like, oh yeah, Faf du Plessis, well, stepping up big. And the batting looks pretty strong. They've got Faf, who's very good, Rawat, who's not bad, Kohli, who's Kohli, and Dinesh Kartik. And that's pretty much all they needed in the first game to score 205 for 2 going at over 10 and over. That's pretty good. And you've got the likes of David Willey to come in and can hit it. You've got Shofane Rutherford. Hasaranga can hit a long ball. They've got guys with bats that like hitting balls. And that's a strong position to be in as a team. And the bowling isn't too bad either. David Willey, I'm going to put it out there. David Willey could go in as an underrated star of this competition. We've seen him play in the T20 Blast. We've seen him play in the PSL. We've seen him do well in those competitions. He is a good player. He's a good player at international level. Not world class, but can do a job with bat and with ball. Mohammad Siraj is an exceptional player. He went at 259 at 14.75 in the first game. And Hasaranga is one of the best players going around in world cricket. So they've got the ability. But like a lot of these teams in the middle tier, I'm not quite sure who's better than who at the moment. I need more information to be able to make a decision on who's actually pretty good. Number 3, CSK. Don't worry, Mr. Mannering. The defending champions lost the first game, but they're still a good team. Dhoni is still coming in at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 or 8 and still doing Dhoni-type things, scoring 50 and looking good. Dubey and Conway came in, and Conway's an exceptional talent. Scored runs in test matches, one days, T20 internationals, but I wasn't very impressed about how he batted in the first game. He got himself bogged down, 3 off 8 balls, and then got out trying to hit one over the top that wasn't there to be hit. It was a little bit erratic. Gaikwad was lights out last year, scoring over 500 runs. He was an absolute run machine, but just like KL Rahul, he went and started with a duck. But they do have batting for days. Atapa, quality. Ryudu, quality. Jadeja, The most improved batsman in the last 2 years of white ball cricket, hands down. And then you've got Dwayne Bravo and Mitch Santner, who can both hold a bat, coming in at 8 and 9 in this lineup from the last game. That's good. Bowling, they've got Adam Milne, who can bowl at high speed. That comes with risk and reward. We saw him play in the 100 and he did really well. We've seen him play in World Cups and do really poorly. So it is what it is. Mitch Santner can offer some stability with his left arm, 1 for 31, 7.75 economy rate. You'll take that most times he bowls. Dwayne Bravo's got a brand new celebration to go with years and years of quality, and Ravi Jadeja is Ravi Jadeja. So they've got the roundness to be a really quality team. You're just going to have to win some games, because at the moment, if you go and lose 3 or 4, you're going to be slipping down this ranking. Number 2, Punjab. The big spenders. They spent the most in the draft. Agarwal, Ashdeep, both retained. English fans will love seeing Liam Livingston as part of it, as well as world cricket seeing Rabada. Any team that Rabada is a part of is, one, going to take wickets, and two, be very, very useful. If they have a weakness, I feel it's probably around the bowling. Ashdeep Singh was pretty good a year ago. Great, he's taking the new ball. But Sandeep Sharma, I'm not sold on being a new ball bowler in the IPL. Odean Smith, for as good as he was against England, non-52 going at 13s in his first game in the IPL as a bowler, that's not good enough. Chahar's going to be good because Chahar is good. And Liam Livingston, I think the question is how many overs are you going to be able to get out of Liam Livingston, the bowler? Is he good enough to get three overs out of? Because you know the games when he's played for England and you see him bowl three overs, you're like, oh yeah, this is really good. I really get what we're getting. I know we've got the big hitter, but you want that all-round ability. And there's someone that can come in and bowl an over. Maybe bowl an over in the power play when the pressure's on and just go at six or sevens and take the pressure out of your frontline bowlers. That could be huge. Oh yeah, batting-wise, Dhawan, Agarwal opening the batting. That is good. That is almost French kiss good. Number one on the list, Delhi Capitals. I think everyone, when they saw the draft, went, Delhi Capitals, they are seriously, seriously good at the moment, and they are stacked. Warner, Thakur, Prithvi Shaw, who's unreal in the power play. Seriously, there's not many guys that go out and score at a greater lick than what he does. Rishabh Pant coming in. Rotherman Powell, the great English destroyer from that T20 game down in the West Indies. But then you've got Axar Patel coming in at number eight. Axar Patel, 38 off 17 in the initial first game where they beat Mumbai Indians. That's how good he is. That's just his batting. He's a very useful bowler. Useful. Understatement. It is a critical role. In going back to seriousness, Axar Patel, excellent left arm bowler. But to go with Kuldeep Yadav bowling his left arm wrist is, that's really important to their makeup of the team and how they control the game. It's just such a good team. Shardul Thakur is brilliant with the ball, but with the bat, he's turned himself into a monster. He was smashing balls around in red ball cricket against England with the last time they toured in 2021, and now he's doing it in the IPL. He's literally almost transforming himself into being a genuine all-rounder. So that's the top 10 list. CSK went down to KKR in the first game by 6 wickets. And that's where Umesh Yadav was absolutely exceptional. Mumbai Indians couldn't defend 177 against Delhi Capitals. They're not going to be the only ones. Delhi Capitals were way out of this game. When I say way out, they were 5-72 after 10 overs and still knocked off 179, only losing one more wicket. Lalit Yadav, 48. Axar Patel, 38. Wonderful stuff. RCB couldn't defend 205. There's a theme going on here, not being able to defend. And this was Odean Smith. We talked about his bowling. Oh, yeah, his bowling was really expensive. But his batting, 25 off 8 balls from 24 minutes, 3 sixes. Lucknow lost to Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets. That's where Tawhitia came in and had this amazing finish. And Rajasthan smashed the Sunrisers in what was really the most damp squid going. Sanju Samson scored 55. Paddy Cowell scored 51. Butler scored 35. Hetmyer scored 32 at 246 strike rate. Thank you very much. It was just a really solid performance. And Romario Shepherd, who went to 8.25 of his 4 overs, actually was pretty good in this game. Sunrisers just never got near. So we're 1 round down. We don't really know a great deal about these teams at the moment. This is what I feel it's starting to look like. We're seeing an advantage. 4 teams batting second in the competition and chasing. That's fine. They've won 4 out of 5 games. Average scores at 170, which is pretty high, and teams batting first just set in 178. So it looks like we're in for a really, really good competition. More teams, more cricket. Just plug it straight into my veins. If it's more of cricket, and it's more of the stuff we enjoy, and it's high quality, just you've got to just embrace it, and you've got to take it on the chin. So let me know down below what you think the power ranking should be for the IPL in week one. We'll be back after the next round of games in the next 4 or 5 days. Hopefully Rich will be back with me as well, and we can start to look at how it's going to piece together and who's actually starting to be pretty decent and who's going, oh, we've got some glaring weaknesses. So thank you so much for listening, guys. We'll catch you next time.
Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.